It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Get ready to call. It's the Saturday Q&A show. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. Kevin.
Lyle.
And we are bright and early. Well, early. Anyway, I don't know about
we're
the bright
late.
Part. We are a little bit late. It's 11:03. Sorry. But, you know, anyway.
Kevin trots down here after I get here most of the time.
Well, if you got here earlier, then I'd get down here
I was
earlier.
Here 15 minutes early.
Yeah, but we talk.
I know. We just start chatting.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's the Saturday Q&A call-in show. If you want to get in on the action, you can do so at 650-733-8334. That is, of course, 733-TFFG. I don't know if we have any callers yet, but I'm sure we're going to have some very shortly. Excuse me. Let's get to some news, if you don't mind. Jeremy Maclin is questionable for Sunday. His shoulder is still bothering him. He was limited in practice this week. Roster accordingly. Mike Wallace is questionable for Sunday's game. He has a back issue. Really, you're gonna put Mike Wallace on
no.
your team? No, I don't think so. Let's see. Allen Hurns is officially questionable for Week 7. He dude has a hip, I think. Is that what it is? Anyway, he's questionable for Week 7. So again, not sure you're gonna play the guy, but he's questionable. Leonard Fournette officially questionable as well.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
For Week 7. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But keep an eye on him if you're a Chris Ivory owner. Chris Ivory notches up a couple of spots if Fournette is out.
A little bit, yeah.
Especially in a PPR.
Yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin and his knee are questionable for Week 7. I really wish they hadn't gotten rid of the doubtful designation.
Yeah, it bumps me out. Well, no, they didn't get rid of doubtful.
They didn't get rid of doubtful. They got rid of probable. Yeah. Probable yeah. really helped. Because that means you had a 75% chance of playing. But now, you don't. If you're planning on playing Marshawn Lynch in Week 8, you're going to be disappointed. He basically shoved. He grabbed a ref and then shoved a ref.
Dude.
Yeah.
Do you want to get suspended? Because that's how you get suspended.
That's how you get suspended. Yeah. You see the Archer face in there for that meme.
Yep.
But imagine the ref. He looked a little shaken. Can you imagine seeing Marshawn's grill up close and personal and have him shaking
yeah,
you?
Yeah, listen, you know what? I despise the refs as much as most people, but they shouldn't have to work under the threat of violence ever. Like, they need to be able to call a game. If they get it wrong, they get it wrong. But those guys, yeah, they could beat the crap out of those refs. But
whether they had pads on or not.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Irregardless, as they say in Lower Delaware, Kevin. But, yeah, I mean, they
but look,
they
look at the, did you see the ref trying to get the flag out? He was just like, Anyway.
Yeah, and what a bonehead move, dude.
Like, yeah, number one, leaving the sideline.
You don't leave the sideline.
Right, yeah. That's the suspension right there.
Right there.
I'm sure that the grabbing the ref is going to cost him some dollars as well.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. This just in.
How much time did he get? Did he only get one game?
One game. But I don't know what his game check is.
Kind of got off light.
Yeah, it could still be hundreds of thousands
of dollars.
Dude, he put
his hands on a ref, dude.
He put his hands on a ref, then pushed the ref.
Yeah, you don't do that.
The guy was like, I just thought it was another player. No, dude, he had the dude by the lapels or whatever, jacket, whatever, and then turned and looked at him, shook him, and then shoved him. It was no mistake.
It's not a good go.
Aaron Rodgers placed on IR, pretty much done. The fact that they didn't just put him in a sling, it basically tells me, and this is not something I just came up with because I have a medical degree, but I've read and heard this, is that it was a clean break.
Mm-hmm.
So surgery to put that back together. So done for the year.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so it's apparently the Brett show
and
not Favre.
Well, that's probably good.
Well.
Brett Favre nowadays.
I wonder if Brett... Brett's phone rang. Hey, we need you up here in Packerland.
No. I mean, he's got to be 48 now.
But he can still bring it.
I bet he can throw a football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson for the Chiefs looks like a guy you could pick up. He looks like he got involved a little bit in Thursday night's game. He's going to be a hot commodity come waiver wire time. And that's pretty much it for the news. I'm pretty sure. As more comes, if more comes as we get going through the show here, we'll pop it up to you. If you want to get it on the action, 733-8334, area code 650. You can give us a ring. We do have a caller. We're going to get to some questions that we had on the forum and the email a little bit later. But right now, let's go to the 724. the 724. See what's up. Hello. Hello.
Hey, fellas. Tom in Pittsburgh. What's going on?
Tom in the Berg. What's going on, man? So how'd it work out for you?
Not too much. I did okay last week. I lost one of my three leagues, but hey, two out of three ain't bad.
Meatloaf said it, and I agree. Yeah. Yeah. We both went for the same joke.
So I ended up... it was a good one.
I got there first. Wasn't that funny? So anyway, what's up?
Now, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just telling you to go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I ended up picking up Mariota this week, and after hearing the news on Luck, I still have Watson, so I'm likely just going to play him out. I have an IR spot, but I was thinking of dropping Luck and picking up Woodhead for when he comes back, just because I'm a little weak at running back. What do you guys think of that?
I don't mind you dropping Luck for anyone. Luck is doing absolutely nothing, you know, and for the foreseeable future, he will do absolutely nothing.
The only way you'd want to keep him is like I'm keeping him in a dynasty league, hoping that he comes back with some sort of...
Dynasty keeper leagues, we can talk about it, but if it's a redraft for this season, man, really, even when he comes back, you're going to play him, you know, week one when he comes back?
Right, it's a bad schedule.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's got a pretty rough schedule the last 4 or 5 weeks, so...
Yeah, so I'm not...
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't...
He's going to be super rusty.
And then I do have... yeah, that's what we're here for, right?
Right.
Yeah. I've got one flex. Well, I can actually one starter and a flex out of. Let me check the guys here. I got Amendola, Sanu, Safarian Jenkins, and Powell. I can flex one, and then obviously either Sanu or Amendola at the receiver spot, and then I can flex, you know, one of the other three.
Well, I would definitely play Amendola against Atlanta.
Agreed.
I think that's going to be. What's the over-under on that game, I wonder?
I don't know. What was the over-under on the...
I'm not even sure.
It'll be a lot. Anyway, so that's going to be a high-flying, high-scoring kind of crazy contest. The rest of them gets a little weird, dude. You know, I really hate starting a tight end in a flex spot, so that kind of knocks ASJ down a few notches in my book. But, I mean, the guy does get targets, man.
I don't want to...
Yeah, I don't want to go against him simply because, you know, he scored 2 weeks in a row. So, but I'd probably play Powell here as long as he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Against Miami.
So you're looking at the which game you wondering about the over-under?
It was the New England-Atlanta game.
56.5.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably low. Yeah. I'd probably take the over on that. I would probably take the over there. So... What are you going to do, man? Yep, I think I would roll Powell, assuming he's 100% healthy.
Agreed.
All right, I'll keep an eye, too. All right, and if he doesn't go, you think Sanu or AFJ? Or ASJ?
At that point, I might play ASJ.
Right.
And this will be one of the only...
I like Sanu, I just don't know.
It'll be one of the few times you put Sanu... You hear us put a tight end in a flex spot.
Yeah, but I think that... I think Powell's going to be good to go.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he had some kind of calf thing.
He's practicing.
So,
all right. Well, I appreciate you, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for calling, sir.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Talk to you next week,
fellow.
Tom in the Berg. Did you say fellow?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
Sound like you said it on purpose.
Like I did.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Northwest Oregon. I think I know who this dude is. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your name, man?
Well, Brandon.
Brandon. Hello, Brandon. You called before, haven't you?
Yeah, the last 3 weeks.
There you go. Thought I recognized the area, if not the... Anyway, so...
What can we do for you this week?
Well, I told you guys last week I've suffered three losses by 0.3 or less.
Yep. I remember that.
And last week, you know, we set my whole lineup pretty much, wide receiver, running back, and flex. And everybody played great except for the one player we didn't pick, which was quarterback. And Jameis Winston got taken out, you know, within like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I ended up losing by like, you know, 15, which sucks.
Which presumably Jameis would have been able to.
You'd think.
Get.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bummer,
yeah,
dude.
He got taken out with 4 points. So I ended up taking an L last week too.
Sometimes so, there's just nothing you can do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a shot at it this week too.
Let's start with quarterback.
Right, so, get you off the schneid.
Yeah. So Winston was questionable all week to even play, and they're saying he's supposed to go. The bad thing is that my backup quarterback I've been rocking all year was Andrew Luck because I was just waiting for him to come back. But I had to drop him for a quarterback because I didn't know if Winston was going to play.
Who'd you end up with?
No, they're saying Winston's supposed to play, and I ended up picking up Josh McCown because that's literally the only people on my waiver wire.
Here's the thing. You and I are in the same spot. I had that very situation in the league. It's the experts league that Lyle's name is on, but he's never actually seen the lineup. So,
well, you're managing it, man.
Yeah, that's right. So, I had Jameis last week in there and, got the same issue you had. But I ended up winning because I had other guys. But I picked up Ryan Fitzpatrick in that league thinking, I don't mind the beard.
Right. Play one or the other.
Better option than anybody else's out there.
Sure.
So, then they said, okay, well, Winston is coming back. That scares me because a guy who goes out, with a shoulder injury, one hit away from being out for the second week, and I don't want to be that guy who gets caught twice for the same injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped the beard, and I picked up McCown, and McCown is in.
I don't know that I could play him over Winston, though, if Winston's a go.
A healthy Winston? Yeah, a guy who is, not practicing all week and questionable all week and is, okay, we're going to play him.
I hear
one
you.
Hit away.
I hear you.
I want the guy who's in there the entire time.
I hear you.
So, Lyle's going to disagree. But
I don't necessarily disagree. I'm thinking, man. I'm thinking.
Well, here are the other guys on the waiver wire that I can pick up. I can pick up Simeon. I got, trash bag Bortles. Casey Keenum, I got Brissett, Beathard, Kaiser, and Trubisky. That's like, that's it.
Well, McCown is the quote-unquote class of that stack.
Dolphins 10th against the opposing quarterbacks, giving up 14 points a game. Not a great matchup, bro. He blew up against New England, but everybody does.
I understand. But here's the thing. A full game of McCown, even behind, a full game of McCown is better than 5 minutes of Winston.
I agree.
All right. I'll reluctantly go along with that.
Well, let's take a look at game logs on McCown. I understand it's not a great matchup. Last week against
New England, he went off. He had 354. A couple sneeze. But
right.
Against Cleveland, he was under 200.
Still had two touchdowns.
He did. Against Jacksonville, he was 224.
Everybody does.
Last time he played Miami, he was 249 and a touchdown.
You know what? I'll take 249 and a touchdown. Those are Alex Smith numbers. I'll take them.
All right.
So, yeah, not optimal, but I don't trust Winston to stay in there for the full game. Maybe he does and blows up. I don't know. It'd be fantastic. But, if it's a matter of a guy's questionable all the week because of a throwing shoulder.
I hear you. I'm sorry, dude. I got to play Winston. I'm just breaking out of it. I got to play him, dude. He was over 300 3 weeks in a row before that.
Okay.
I got to play him.
But the week that he got pulled out because he got hurt, how many yards did he have?
61.
Okay.
But he got hurt.
And he's still hurt.
If he's good enough to go, he'll be in. He's day to day. He's got a sprained AC joint. He'll be all right. I'm rolling.
Okay, so you don't get a consensus there. Let's
get
to the running backs, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Well, Freeman's an obvious play at New England.
Right.
So I have him plugged in. I got Kamara plugged in at that other running back spot, but I also have Aaron Jones playing New Orleans.
So it's between Alvin Kamara and Aaron Jones?
Yeah, that's. Well, and I got McKinnon in my flex.
Is it a PPR?
No, it is a standard 6 touchdown.
I think that's right. I would play Kamara, too. and McKinnon.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Because Ty Montgomery's back healthy, so that's going to be a split.
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen with that team too, man. Like, their running game might
go. It's going to be drastically different.
Yeah. I'm really bummed about Jordy Nelson. He was on his way to have another great season.
Yeah, he still may. I mean, you know, Huntley may be all right, but he's not going to be Rodgers.
He's not Aaron Rodgers.
Really, dude, nobody is.
Yeah, there are three or four players in the league that, you know, might compare. You know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
Yeah, but the game is completely different. Well, Drew Brees closer than Brady. Him, Drew can still run.
I just choked. Yeah. Yes, yeah. So I think that's right. McKinnon and Kamara.
Okay, sweet. And then, wide receiver, I'm playing Keenan Allen, who's also questionable with that random shoulder injury that happened. And then I got Dez Bryant in there.
What are your other options?
And then Terrell Pryor and Cooper Kupp, because my other guys are on bye.
I think you have it right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm kind of locked into what I got this week, but it's not bad.
Here's the thing, though.
They just got to play him.
Allen's got Denver. Can we get away with playing like Kupp or Pryor here over Keenan Allen? Probably not.
No, I wouldn't. If either of those guys had any sort of sustained, even mediocrity.
Allen did have a touchdown in the first meeting against Denver, but he only had 35 yards. It's 9 points. In a standard league.
Yeah. That seems like what it's been all year, though. It's just those limited yards.
You know, can you play... I don't think he's gone out. Probably not Cooper Kupp, but can you play Terrell Pryor at Philly? No, you can't. Yeah, you got to play Keenan Allen. I'm sorry, dude.
You notice I wasn't saying anything. I figured you'd talk your way back around.
I'd get there eventually. I mean, it's a terrible matchup, but I mean, you gotta stick with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, let's hope we can get a W for me this week and get a good call back next week with good news.
All right, man. I hope so, brother. Good luck.
Well, good luck to you, man.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Yeah, that's a tough spot.
What's this dude's name? By the way, we got to give a shout out. What's this dude's name?
Oh, it's Paul.
Paul. Well, I can't read his handwriting.
You can't read his handwriting. He typed it.
Yeah, but he signed it.
I got you.
So, yeah, Paul, dude, thank you for the Warbeard. We got
jelly, yeah.
Yeah, the Warbeard jelly. He sent us a sixer.
Yeah, he sent a mixed six last time, and Lyle really enjoyed the Warbeard, so he completed an entire six-pack of the Warbeard.
And I will be enjoying one or two today.
Yeah.
Of those. So thank you very much, brother. He also sent us a question as well, so we'll get to that if we don't have any calls.
Well, we do actually now have a call.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
So let's go to Central North Carolina. See what's going on there. Hello, 980.
Hey, guys. Name is Chris in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I've been to Charlotte. Very nice town.
It is.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm from Long Island, so it's a lot slower down here than up there. But
I'm guessing it is.
You know,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So what's up? What can we do for you?
But, well, I got a couple of questions for you guys. For starters, my wide receivers have been decimating in this league, so I'm actually 4-2, which is the positive thing. But I really don't want to lose this week. But
does anybody?
The receivers I'm working with are horrible because I have Beckham on IR, and he has to take up a bench spot because the keeper league and the commissioner didn't put an IR spot on it, so he's going to be on my bench all year.
That's the
worst. Then Diggs is already rolled out, so those were my two receivers. So I'm working with Terrell Pryor, Benny Fowler III, and Sterling Shepard. I need to start two of those.
Well, you know, Shepard's questionable. You know, I don't mind Benny. I think Benny's a pretty sneaky little play this week. So really, just on health, I would squint and play Pryor and Benny and see what happens with Shepard. And if he's actually in, then you can make a decision, and that decision would probably be pull Benny out, put Shepard in.
Against Seattle, though? Benny Fowler has the Chargers? I might be, you know, given that he's banged up and stuff.
I was between Shepard and Pryor. I feel like I was going to play Fowler no matter what because of how bad Pryor's been.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shepard's been okay, but he's not been nothing special. It is a one PPR, but Pryor's even been horrible in PPR, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, dude, I know. Listen, man, it's a real bummer. It seems like he just doesn't fit in with that Washington offense.
Yeah.
But he did have his, you know.
He gets targeted a lot.
The most catches he had all season was week one against Philly. So maybe he does a repeat of that. He had 6 catches for 66 yards, Kevin. That's the devil's number. We should have seen it coming.
Prior.
He did score a touchdown against Kansas City.
Numbers?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking over you guys. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about
it. I was asking if you guys have numbers on how Seattle is against flex receivers. Or, I mean, not flex, slot receivers. Cause
I don't go that deep.
Strong.
We can tell you that Seattle gives up just under 30 points a game to fantasy receivers.
But that's good for 11th? 11th. So that's 11th best overall.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're middle of the road, middle of the pack against fantasy wide receivers.
The thing is we don't know how Shepard's going to fit into the Beckham Marshall-less receiver core. Yeah, presumably he's slotted in as the WR1, but who knows?
Yeah, and you know he might not be in the slot very much. There's that too,
right?
You know, so could be. Yeah, you know, I got to fade him this week. Given the injury and everything, I would pass. I know that Pryor sucks, but there's not really much you can do about it, unfortunately.
Yeah, my only other waiver guy is Marquise Lee, and he's questionable with a knee too, and he's missed practice 2 days this week. So right.
And his value is questionable, like he even healthy.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think you got your answer there on your receivers, bro.
I don't know though, man.
Right.
Playing against Indy. I like that better than Shepard and Fowler, probably. And Pryor. I like his matchup a lot better.
You like his quarterback?
No.
Well, there you go.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, so.
All right, and now this is a different league. It's actually a trade question. This guy, me and this guy, we're both 5-1 in this league. So I assume that I will be playing him in the playoffs at some point. I actually emailed this question to you guys yesterday, but I figured you guys have been loaded with calls, so I might want to try and call it in to get an answer.
Good idea.
I already told him that I'm going to wait until after this weekend because one of the players he's offering is Crabtree, so I don't want to accept the offer until next week, so I want to see the way the rest of the players play this week. But he's offering me Jordan Howard and Crabtree, and he wants to get McCoy and Funches from me. It's also a one PPR.
You said he would also, as I recall, I read the email, he would swap out Howard for another running back if you wanted to. Who was that running back?
Miller. It was Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller,
Miller
yeah.
I feel like they're kind of like a push. Both of them are kind of about the same, but.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what we talk about. And I'm not saying this is will, you know, say yay or nay to Howard or to Miller. We like to have guys on teams that are playing for something at the end of the season. Not sure Chicago is going to be in that boat.
Houston will be.
So, you know.
But I like Jordan Howard better than I like.
I do like Jordan Howard better.
Lamar Miller.
Yeah. They both have rookie quarterbacks, but Deshaun Watson's playing out of his mind. Trubisky is playing okay in a very vanilla, look in that offense. So, but, you know, they're running the ball a lot in Chicago because of that rookie quarterback.
Right.
So, if I had to choose between the two, I'd still probably choose Howard, irregardless of the situation.
I kind of like this trade a lot, dude.
I like it.
I think Shady, he's definitely lost a step this year. He's not the same, you know?
He's 29, right?
Somewhere around
there. I think so.
Yeah. So he definitely does not look the same. He's not as dominant. He's not as shifty.
Not nearly as shady.
Right. Really, you're selling low or he's buying low on Shady is what he feels like he's doing.
Yeah.
Right. So
he thinks, you know, the same what we were thinking that, you know, Howard is playing with a rookie quarterback and it's a very, you know, vanilla look at that offense. And so he's trying to get rid of a guy he thinks is going to decline and he thinks Shady is going to improve. we think he's just giving you a really good running back for a guy who's not that good.
The thing
so,
is,
take
though,
it.
Yeah, but hold on.
You get Crabtree, too, which is
You get Crabtree, which is awesome, but you're also giving up Funchess, who is being targeted heavily. So let's not forget about that. I think you're giving more than you're getting on paper. In reality, with the way that Shady's been playing and the fact that Funchess, you know, can disappear like he did against Philly, you know, I think it's an okay trade. I really like getting Crabtree.
Right. Well,
and you're frankly, you're upgrading.
I was going to try and give you guys the rest back. Of my roster. To yeah. let you, I don't know if it'll change anything for you guys, but I do have Zeke as my other running back, so we don't know really what's going on with him after these 2 weeks. As I said, he could play. But the other running backs besides Zeke, it would leave me with Zeke, Howard, Buck Allen, and Fat Rob would be my running backs. And then my receivers, which I would have to bench one of these every week, would be Thielen, Keelan Allen, Devontae Adams, and then Crabtree.
I would like having that problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, quite frankly.
I like that lineup. I think you play Howard and Zeke every week as long as you can, and Fat Rob is really useless, quite frankly. But you know, I would look to move him for a guy with much more upside at some point. Maybe this week. I don't know, but I like that lineup.
All right. Well, yeah, that's I picked up Rob Kelly off after Tuesday. I always check who got dropped, and he was one of the drop players, and they said he's supposed to come back. So I figured with how bad P. Ryan's look, Rob Kelly should be able to walk right back into his position because
I don't know.
P. Ryan hasn't really done much with it. I feel like his numbers aren't very great. It seems like Chris Thompson is just taking over that role.
Well, that's true, but also look at Rob's numbers before he got put out. His numbers weren't great either. So, you know, you're talking about two mediocre guys, so it may be even worse with the split. But you're right. Thompson is the guy to have right. in that backfield, but you don't have him. So, unfortunately.
So. Right. Well, I guess Monday or Tuesday, I'll go ahead and put that trade through. But, yeah, I think it's about – oh, actually, I got one more question. It's in the same league. This league is a two-quarterback league. It's pretty much the same thing you just went with the last caller with Winston. I have Winston or Dalton. I already am playing Russell Wilson as my other quarterback against the Giants, so it's pretty much Winston or Andy Dalton against Pittsburgh, and I just don't know if Dalton's going to be worth it.
Dalton's been better since they made the offensive coordinator switch. He's actually been nearly startable. I really want to see what happens when the receiver kid comes back.
John Ross.
Yeah, when he comes back, I really want to see how well Dalton can do.
Going into Pittsburgh is tough, though.
It is. Well, yeah, exactly. Going on the road is tough. And I still hold the same thing, though. I don't trust Winston to be healthy throughout the entire game, so I'm going to have to go Dalton.
I don't mind Dalton as much. Yeah. So I would go Dalton, too.
All right, Dalton it is. Well, I appreciate the help, guys.
All right.
You got it, man, and hopefully it all works out for you. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully McCoy doesn't blow up the second half of the season because he scored no touchdowns so far.
Well,
so
you know what?
He'll get his 10 touchdowns in the last games.
If he does, that's okay as long as Howard continues to do what he's doing. So
yeah, you'll be all right.
Everybody wins. All right, man. I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you hopefully next week with a W conversation.
Right.
All right. Some calls we have we still have up here. Let's go to Western Kentucky to the 270 and see what's going on there. Hello, Kentucky.
Morning, fellas. This is John from Kentucky.
Hello, John from Kentucky.
Tucky John, what's up?
I got a trade question for you guys this morning.
All right.
I've got Matt Stafford. Of course, he's on bye this week. I got a guy that wants to trade me Russell Wilson and Demaryius Thomas for Mike Evans. And it's a 14-team standard league. And quarterbacks, I mean, my only backup is Trubisky. There's nothing on the wire. I mean, nothing on the wire. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Who are your other receivers?
Yeah, Antonio Brown, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb.
So essentially, you're giving up Evans to shore up your quarterback situation. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yes, and I get Demaryius to boot. He's not bad. You know, I mean, it's not Mike, but he's not bad.
He's not bad. No, he played really well against the Giants. I mean, I think he had 10 catches in that game, 10, 11 catches. It was double digits. No, he's not. So, all right. First of all, you're only playing one quarterback a week, right?
Yeah, one quarterback.
Okay. And currently we're rolling with who? I forgot. Sorry.
Stafford, but he's not been good, right. And he's been nicked up. So.
And he's on bye this week.
Exactly.
I really like Mike Evans.
Yeah, I would want to.
That's why I didn't just pull the trigger immediately. You know, I like him too, but kind of stuck.
Yeah. Stafford's okay.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, Wilson's just not, he's just not good enough for me to pull the trigger on this, I don't think. I get wanting to upgrade
a quarterback. They don't buy our guys.
I mean, before the bye, he threw for $198 against the Rams. That's not fire.
In my league, he had 30 and 28 points in his previous 2 weeks before the bye.
Yes, those two games he played well against Tennessee and Indiana. Or Indiana. Yeah. Indianapolis. Close. I know, right? And he has the Giants this week, which will be another.
Plus, we also know that week. The Seahawks pass more at the second half of the season
that's
for
true.
Some reason.
Let's take a look at his schedule here.
That's why I'm holding on to Doug Baldwin.
He's got the Giants. He's got Houston, Washington, Arizona, Atlanta, Frisco, Philly, Jacksonville, Rams, and Dallas, and then Arizona again. So it's kind of a 50-50 schedule.
You know what? To get Mike Evans?
He's given Mike Evans.
Oh, he's giving Mike Evans.
He's given Mike Evans for Demaryius Thomas and Russell Wilson to upgrade over Stafford.
So who do you may have already answered this, but I'm sorry. Who do you have in the quarterback this week with Stafford out?
Yeah, with Stafford out, who do you have?
Trubisky.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's gross.
Yeah.
So would you rather have Wilson and Thomas or Stafford and Evans? I'll take Stafford and Evans.
Yeah, I think I would too. But what about this week, though? Because it's not Trubisky. You got to play anybody else.
Yeah, you said the waiver wire is pretty light, right?
It's a 14-team league.
I think Beathard might be on the wire, but if there's another starter there, I didn't see him.
Not even McCown?
It's a 14-teamer.
Not Flacco? I mean, of course, I'd probably play Trubisky over Flacco at this point. You know, you're probably – what's your record, man?
5-1, 4-2. I think it's 5-1.
You can swallow a loss this week if you need to keep Mike Evans.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you're winning, don't mess with it. I would stick with Mike Evans, man. I like Demaryius too, but I would stand pat with this trade. If you could really upgrade that quarterback position, I'd be on board. But Stafford and Wilson are close enough, you know.
Right.
I don't think it's a huge upgrade. So I think you're just downgrading a wide receiver.
Right. To not really upgrade a quarterback.
Yeah. I would stick with what you have.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, fellas. Well, I always follow your mediocre advice, so I'm going
to
stick with
them. All right, brother.
That's frightening for both of us. All right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah, definitely keep your eye on the wire there, too. You know?
Yeah, you know, especially, and that's one of my favorite things to do is to...
Is Brett Hundley not there? Did somebody pick up Brett Hundley?
Of course. But see, to me, I love Tuesday because that's when you get to choose the new guys you want to. But I also like Wednesday.
Because you get to go back through and see who people drop.
Exactly right. People are dropping guys that may be upgrades for you. So it's like you got, you know, A and B. First part of free agency, second part of free agency. And I never pick a defensive. I'm streaming defenses until like Friday.
Yeah.
Because people are dropping, you know, I like that matchup better. Well, maybe it. You know, the guy you dropped is better than my guy that I have. Mm-hmm. So anyway, love that. All right, so let's roll to Texas and go to the 903.
Is this that dude in Austin?
What's going on in Texas?
Hey, how's it going? It's Josh, FF Addict on the forum.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Addict, what's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Well, you know, we're doing all right.
Doing okay.
It's a sunny Saturday in the Northeast.
Can't wait to get home and play some South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Fractured Butthole.
Butt.
Hole.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's an amazing game.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so enough about us.
Yeah.
Well, I got a flex question.
Let's do it.
Got a flex question for you in a PPR league.
All right.
I've got Stephon Diggs out this week.
Right. I hate that.
I've got what?
I hate that Diggs is out again, dude. It's killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minnesota's just getting tore up by the injury bug this year.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, man.
So I've got Alvin Kamara, Jerick McKinnon, Cooper Kupp, or who's the other one? Tyrell Williams.
And you need one?
I need one.
And it's a PPR.
Well, it to is me, PPR.
To me, it's between McKinnon and Kamara.
I think I got to play McKinnon against Baltimore. Mm. I like Kamara a lot.
Who's Kamara? Kamara's where?
Yeah, in Green Bay.
In Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Kamara's just been blowing all the
He's been very good. He had 14 touches last week against Detroit for 75 on the ground and 12 through the air. Mm. But he had touchdowns in the previous two games. Obviously, he had a bye week 5, so that's going back to week 3. But, dude, maybe McKinnon, listen, at Chicago, 16 carries, 95. He also caught 6 passes for 51 and a touch. Against Green Bay, 16 for 69, caught 5 passes for 32 touchdowns. I got to play McKinnon, man.
Yeah, McKinnon's doing well. The thing about it is that—
At home against Baltimore, too?
Right, with Diggs out, they're going to rely more on McKinnon to be a receiver as well. You know, I like McKinnon's situation and matchup better than I do Kamara.
I really, really like Alvin Kamara, though. I don't want.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't want to get it twisted, man, because I really, really like the kid.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I'll plug McKinnon in and roll with it and see what he can get me. I'm off to a good start because I played Alex Smith on Thursday night.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go.
That's well done.
That's fun.
He put 29 for me. Knew he dropped a 30 burger.
Oh God.
I love it.
I conversely sat Amari Cooper in 3 leagues.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I had the opportunity to play. I played Cooper in 1 league, and I only had him in 1.
I had relatively easy decisions, though. It was like, do I sit Amari Cooper and play Thielen? I was like, yeah, Cooper's doing nothing. Yeah, I'm playing Thielen. You know, stuff like that. So it was like relatively, I didn't even really think about it that much.
Right.
You know, I knew Cooper was going to do well at some point, but come on, man.
Yeah, well and crazy are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you...
The real question is, what's the worst decision, starting Marshawn in that game or benching Amari?
It's got to be starting Marshawn Lynch.
Well, I mean...
benching Amari Cooper made sense. Yeah, that dude's a freaking tool, man.
Well, really, you know, nobody's really... You know, Marshawn Lynch wasn't really startable. Really.
That's probably true. But right. You might have flexed him, though. You might have been in a bye situation and had to flex him.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe. But really...
It's in a deep dynasty league.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if, you know, like a 16-team dynasty or we were in a 14-team, I'm sure Lynch started.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Somewhere. So, yeah. I mean, the thing is you know, Lynch has the ceiling of points he can get you. Nobody foresaw a 40-point game out of Cooper.
No way.
Right.
Yeah, no way.
That was his career game so far.
Yeah, and he'd been playing really terribly all season.
Yeah.
You know? So nobody saw it coming. But this is why we don't like inconsistent players. You know, it turns out that average is much more important. Like the average points that they score over the entire season is actually more important. But when you don't have confidence to stick them in, you miss out on those points.
Yeah.
You have to stick with those players. I don't know, man. Like, at some point, you gotta pull the plug. Unfortunately, I did it this week.
On point. Unfortunately, it was week 7 for you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, man.
Sorry, bro.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too, buddy.
You too, man. And thanks for calling. It's always good to hear forum guys on the
call. Yeah,
that's
fun.
That's nice. Thanks a lot, man.
And it's sad that the poor guy had to start Lynch.
Yeah. You know, it is kind of sad. If you want to get in on the action, you can do that now, 650-733-8334. We have some open lines if you want to get in. In the meantime, we're going to run to our forum and our emails for questions. Let's go to SARS Monster. Hi, guys. I'm not sure I'll be able to call this Saturday, so need some advice here. Full PPR, need to decide between Forte and James White. Lewis makes me nervous cutting into White's production. Thanks. Hope you like the box I sent. We haven't gotten it yet, dude, but look for it. You should have it before the Saturday show. Mm-hmm. Haven't gotten it yet.
Hmm. Where, which one? What number is this?
This is number 11.
11. Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, it hasn't arrived yet, but do appreciate it.
14 white and a full peeper.
14 did okay last week, but Powell wasn't in. So.
Yeah, Powell's back. I think this is pretty easy. You still start white.
That's tough, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because, you know, like you said, Lewis is, and I think Burkhead might be back this week. If that's the case, then, you know, divide all those touches by another guy.
Maybe. You know how New England is. But I still got to start James White, dude.
He
had eight catches in his game back. But if Powell's there.
Yeah, if Powell's there, it changes everything. It means, you know.
He also had nine carries for 22 yards.
Yeah.
Right, so he's not running the ball.
Yeah, so, you know, it's ugly. Both of them are ugly. There's no really good answer, but probably the best answer is by a half a tick is White.
Yeah, the old RCH, Kevin.
The RCH. Actually, a split RCH.
A split RCH, all right. Look it up if you don't
know. If you don't know what that is, the internet's your friend.
Right.
And if we offend anybody, you're sorry. All right.
People just don't get offended. Do we have another call?
We do.
Oh, all right. I was about to reach into the letters.
I understand. Let's go to the 206. I believe this is Washington, and see what's going on there. Hello, 206.
Hey, guys. This is Aaron from Seattle.
Hey, Aaron. What's up?
What's up, man? Did you just post in the chat room about not being able to get in?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I finally got through.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're really popular, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
What's up, man?
No problem. So I have a question for you. I just made a trade. Well, a couple trades in one of my leagues. I want to see what you thought about it.
All right.
I traded Adrian Peterson, Tevin Coleman, and Will Fuller.
Ooh.
And I got back Mark Ingram and Sterling Shepard.
Well, I don't know. You might have lost that one, bro. Depends. It depends on if AP keeps it up or not.
Did you make that trade pre-AP to Carolina or to Arizona?
No, I just made it this week. I don't know if he'll keep. I don't know if he'll have another week like that. That's why I made
it. It's a fair point. I mean, it all comes down to whether or not you believe in AP versus Mark Ingram. I think that you're right on Mark Ingram.
Yes.
You know, I think they finally figured out what they want to do in that running game.
And did it.
And did it well. You're right. We don't know about AP. But if AP comes in and has a decent season, you kind of lost that trade, in my opinion.
Right, and that's the dice roll. You got Shepard back, and who are the other two that you gave?
You gave Tevin Coleman and...
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller.
Yeah, you gave a lot, dude, honestly.
For Ingram, basically.
For Ingram, yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand that Tevin Coleman, he's kind of the second guy there.
He's good, though.
He is. And Will Fuller can't continue. He's got seven catches and five of them over touchdowns, so that's not going to continue.
Yeah, that's what maybe. That's why I figured I'd shove him kind of while he's hot, because I don't think there's any way he can continue the way he's going.
Yeah, because he's not getting targeted a lot, and he's not, you know, having a lot of catches. It's just when he catches it, he's...
It's 6 points.
It's six, yeah. or it's, you know, a decent gain, so...
Yeah. I don't know, man. That seems like a lot for me. The only caveat to that is it sounds like you probably weren't starting any of those guys, really. Who's your other players?
I was not starting any of them.
Yeah, see, in that case, I love it.
Yeah.
Because while you're overpaying for Ingram and rolling the dice on Sterling Shepard... You're upgrading a position for players that you're not playing.
And not just that, you also free up a bench spot for an upside player from the wire, too. So,
right.
You know, so there's some upside to it. You did give a lot to get a good player in a good situation. But if you're giving guys who are just languishing on your bench for a starter, then bully, you did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's essentially, I mean, I'm rocking Lev Bell and Zeke Elliott in my starting.
So then you're
Ingram was just immediately to the flex.
To the flex. That's pretty damn dominant, man.
Yeah, it's hard to say no to that.
Yeah. So long as Zeke is in the league.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's true.
From the looks of it, he's always going to be able to find a judge to side with him. So, you know, I think he's good for the season.
We'll see. What was the other trade?
The other trade, I think I gave a lot for this one too, but I wasn't starting them either. I gave Ty Montgomery and Adam Thielen, and I got back Doug Baldwin.
Okay.
Thielen, basically, well, okay. You know, I'm hanging on to Baldwin because it always seems as like at the beginning of the season, you know, you go, why the hell did I draft Doug Baldwin? But toward, you know, the second half of the season, he's a number one wide receiver. So we're coming close to the second half of the season. So that may be okay. I do think he gave a lot for him. But if the same situation applies where they were just sitting on your bench, then okay, there you go. If you're happy with it, then, you know, that's all that really matters. If you upgraded your roster in a way that you wanted.
Yeah, I think I did, especially planning for the second half of the season, because I'm 4-2 right now, so I'm looking good for the playoffs. So knowing Doug Baldwin's track history, he's a second half
player. He definitely is. And, you know, the only thing that bums me out kind of is that Thielen is just targeted so damn much.
He is.
You know?
He is. I wouldn't, if this is a standard scoring league.
Okay, so it's not a PPR.
So
okay.
If it was a PPR, I definitely would have kept him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Think you did all right, man.
Yeah.
Cool. I appreciate the feedback.
No problem.
Yeah, dude, at first we were a little wary of like, giving a lot for a little, but, you know, when the whole story kind of makes sense then.
Yeah, if you're right, if you're giving up bench players for someone you're potentially upgrading a position on, I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to pay a lot for those guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked Montgomery coming into the season, but after his injury and kind of the arrival of Aaron Jones, I'm kind of nervous about how the carries are going to split. I think he'll still get the majority, but
here's the real problem. Aaron Rodgers is no longer on the team. The real problem is that Aaron Rodgers is no longer there. That's the real issue.
Yeah.
Because they were able to run the ball before. That might not be the case anymore.
Right. Now they're going to say, okay, let's stop the run and force Brett Hundley to beat us.
Yeah, make Brett Hundley beat us. You know?
That's the better option anyway.
Yep.
So
you can't do that with Aaron Rodgers because he'll just beat you.
Because he will beat
you. Right, he'll just win.
All right, and then I got another league that I had a question about at my running back position. I'm starting Zeke, and then the RB2 spot is the one I have a question about. I have McKinnon, or Doug Martin, and Joe Mixon, and Andre Ellington.
Is it a PPR?
Yeah, full point PPR.
It's got to be McKinnon, dude. You know it's got to be McKinnon, Lyle.
I love Doug Martin, man.
No, you do.
He's got Buffalo, though, in Buffalo. Questionable quarterback situation. McKinnon's got Baltimore at home.
McKinnon.
Yeah, it's McKinnon.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I really like Doug Martin, too.
It's fairly close, but in a full-point PPR, I think you have to play McKinnon.
Okay. That makes sense.
Those are words we never thought would come out of our mouth.
Yeah, man.
Play McKinnon. He's a...
2 weeks in a row, bro.
Yeah.
He's been looking really good.
He has been.
I'm shocked.
Yeah,
so you're not alone.
Yeah, so are we.
You're like, oh, Cook is out. The Vikings are done at the running game. Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
And then in my last league, I got kind of just some player questions. Like, what do I do with Randall Cobb? I've been holding on to him, and then Sammy Watkins. What do you do with those guys that just aren't producing?
Well, Cobb I'd hang on to because a new quarterback is going to like different looks, and you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't go to him primarily, but who knows what Hundley's going to do? You know, he may bolster Cobb's numbers. It's just a matter of where a quarterback looks. As far as Watkins goes,
I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, the one game where they said, hey, remember Sammy Watkins?
He's awesome. San Francisco.
Let's throw to him.
He was 6 for 106, had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And since and before, you know.
Since then, he's had 2 receptions.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
oft injured.
I may hang on to him for another week or two until he has that second game and then sell try to high shop on him.
It ain't going to be 2 weeks, brother. He's got Seattle and then he's in Jacksonville. You might have to hold on to him to like week 10 or something when they play week 9 they play the Giants.
Oh, God. Well, the thing is looking on the wire now, is there anybody out there now with more upside than Sammy Watkins?
Let me take a quick peek. At the top, I see Hearns, Taylor Gabriel, Jordan Matthews, Robert Woods.
So no.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is no.
Right. I mean, you know, got a guy there, Robert Woods, who has done better than Sammy Watkins, quite frankly.
Yeah.
His numbers recently have been better.
They are better. But still not startable.
But yeah, I mean, and flexible Watkins, maybe, but
Watkins' upside is higher, I would say.
I would say, yeah. So, you know, I would say, you know, unless you're really itching to fill that spot with somebody else, I would just let it play out.
Yeah, hopefully he has a 10-catch performance this week and you can try to trade him.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be the move.
Against Seattle?
Yeah,
probably not.
He's just sitting on my bench. I'm not playing. I don't have a need to play him. I got Julio Jones and Tyreek Hill, so I don't have a need to play him at all. I was just kind of holding him to see what might come.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I think that's a good spot to be in because, again, if you drop him, who are you going to grab? Taylor Gabriel?
Meh.
You know. So it's still Sammy Watkins, and eventually they'll get their heads out of their asses and start throwing him the ball.
We'll see.
You'd hope.
Maybe, but I would hold on to him until something better comes along, man.
Okay. I guess a couple more questions. Just like, I have questions about McCaffrey.
You know, it's only a 90-minute show, right, bro?
Don't worry about it. He's busting your balls.
I'm teasing.
Man.
He's busting
your balls.
Yeah,
what's up?
Go ahead. What about McCaffrey?
Well, I don't know what to do with him because he's not putting up big – well, I guess the last couple games he has, but he's just not getting the carries and stuff that we all thought he would.
Not the carries, but he is getting the receptions.
He is. You know what, though? I'm in a spot with this guy. I had to choose between McCaffrey and Duke Johnson. I chose Duke Johnson to roster.
McCaffrey had 10 catches against Philly.
He did. How many before that?
He had 5 the week before, but he scored 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so
he's got Chicago, then Tampa.
Do you have McCaffrey in a PPR?
It's a half-point PPR.
Still, he's definitely still a roster.
Yeah, he's at least flex-worthy just because they put the ball in his hands so damn much.
Yeah, he's not getting the carries. You're right about that, but they are targeting him, and that has been increasing over the last few games. So
yeah,
maybe it's a trend.
Okay, perfect. I'll let you guys go. There's other callers.
All right, brother.
All right.
Have a good one, man. Good
luck. Let us know how it works out next week, all right?
Yeah, man. Keep us informed.
All right. We'll do.
You got it, man. Thanks
Take care,
for calling.
Aaron.
Yeah, I was just joking. You know.
I know. You hurt his feelings, Kevin.
Yeah, he sounded a little hurt when he came back. Well,
listen, you got to have a thick skin to call us, guys.
Yeah, we bust balls. That's what we do, you know? Let's go to Georgia. And talk to the 770.
Still wasn't the longest call ever.
Not one, no.
Remember that, dude?
I do. Actually, after a while, it got to the point where we didn't want to let him go.
I know, because it was just so funny.
We had to keep it going.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Georgia?
Hi, this is Christine in Atlanta, and I have hopefully a simple question for you guys.
Okay. They're never simple, but please press on.
I need some advice on which running back I should sit.
Okay.
It's a good problem to have. It's a standard league. I have Melvin Gordon, who's playing Denver at home, Devontae Freeman at New England, Alvin Kamara at Green Bay, or Chris Thompson at Philly. Who should I sit?
Jesus. Well, since it's a standard league, Thompson goes down quite a bit.
So does Kamara.
So does Kamara. Okay. I think I'd probably sit Kamara. Yeah, listen,
man. Okay, that's actually who I was leaning towards.
Mel Gordon has a terrible matchup against Denver.
As bad a matchup as you can get.
But week one, when he played Denver, he had 54 yards. He caught 5 passes for another 25. So he had 80 yards and a touchdown. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take that against team against running backs. Yeah.
You know, you absolutely cannot sit Devonta Freeman. And if I had to choose between Chris Thompson and Alvin Kamara, I'm going to choose Chris Thompson. So I think it's Kamara.
Yeah, because Thompson's getting into the end zone. It's not just a matter of his catches. It's yards and scoring. So, yeah. It's
guy had 130 total yards last week. You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nutty. So, yeah, it was pretty simple.
Yeah, we just picked up Thompson from the waiver.
That's awesome.
This week. So.
That's awesome.
This week, Thompson from the waiver?
Wow.
This week from the waiver, we let go of Gillespie and picked up Thompson.
That's a very solid.
Yeah, it's a great pickup, but I don't understand why he was out on the wire. Can I play in that league?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to play in your league.
He's taken in every single one of my leagues. I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And has been for weeks. Yeah,
we were amazed he was available.
Yeah, somebody must have been in a tight spot.
Yeah.
Just had to choose.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Anyway, so there you go. You got anything else for us?
Nope, that's it. That's exactly what I needed to know.
All right.
Well, we're glad we could bolster your own opinion because you had Kamara out.
Yeah, you already chose correctly anyway.
There you go.
Good luck this week.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
My wife does this thing now where she gets off the phone. She goes, bye.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cringy.
A little cringy.
Bye.
But it's Jess, so she, you know, it's okay. Right. It'd be all right by me. That just means I got to talk to her on the phone, and it's always a good thing. Let's go to Michigan, I believe. Let's go to the 248. What's going on? Oh, not yet. Let's try this one. Ah,
there.
Hey, there we go.
Right this time.
What's We're up?
In Wisconsin.
Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got you.
You're live, man.
Okay.
Tens of people can hear you right now.
I need... Who can hear me?
Tens.
Tens of people.
Oh, tens of people. Good. I need 3 wide receivers and a flex from this group. I think I got them in the right order, but kind of run it by you guys.
All right.
I got Terrell Pryor, Pierre Garçon, Doug Baldwin, Dez Bryant, Mike Wallace, Jeremy Maclin, Tyler Lockett, and Zay Jones.
Okay.
So you need how many out of this?
3 and a flex.
3 and a flex.
Jesus. All right. So Bryant and Garçon, definitely. I'm probably playing Baldwin 2 against the Giants. Do you disagree so far, Kevin?
Not yet.
Now it's between Pryor,
Wallace, Maclin, Lockett, and Zay Jones.
That's Pryor.
Yeah. That's Pryor.
Let's see. There's no circumstance yet where I'm going to play Wallace. Maclin's nursing an injury. He may not even play. Lockett on a week-to-week basis?
Useless.
Zay Jones may be sneaky, but I just don't trust that pass game yet. And Matthews should be back this week. You're right. It's Pryor.
There we go.
All right. And I got one more.
All right.
In another league, I have Fournette. And I'm just wondering if I should pick up Ivory from the waiver just in case he doesn't play.
Versus? Who else could you play?
Oh, versus.
Who else is on your roster that doesn't require a pickup?
I'm definitely playing McCoy already.
Okay.
And then in this league, all I have is Correll and Riddick's on bye. So, yeah, I guess it's Correll. Pick up.
Crowell's not a horrible play.
Pick up somebody.
Versus Tennessee, probably.
Yeah, I would play him over Ivory, that's for sure.
But Ivory's got Indianapolis, and if Fournette's that there, it's all Ivory. I don't know that I agree with that necessarily. Ivory did have 9 receptions against the Rams last week for 74 yards and a snee.
Yeah, I do like that. Now, who does Cleveland have? Tennessee. Well, you know what? I think we've all seen Crowell's game, and we know that it's not productive for us. Because what happens is Cleveland gets so far behind, they have to abandon the running game.
Yeah.
So I'll switch it up and go, you know, if Fournette is out.
Hold on. Who do you have to drop to pick up Chris Ivory?
Oh, I got Sam Bradford sitting on my bench I can drop. like a bad habit.
So definitely do that. Definitely do that and pick up Ivory. And right. Let's just all cross our fingers and hope for that place.
On the waiver wire, too, is Gallman and Stewart.
Nah.
I don't know if those are any better. Yeah.
Nah.
Not really. You know.
Gallman's probably a guy that should be rostered in case, but...
There's so much going wrong with that Giants offense.
And
it's
it
hard
seems
to...
like they chose Orleans Darkwa.
Yeah. Dark was... He got had 117 last week.
Yeah, so he won out, I guess.
One of my favorite names in the entire NFL.
Orleans Darkwa?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sounds like a wizard.
He is like a wizard.
Take minimal talent and stay in the NFL for 10 years.
let's just all pray that Fournette plays.
Yeah, Fournette plays.
You don't have to worry about any of that.
It all comes crashing down, but yeah, it sounds like Ivory is your better go.
I would play Ivory if Fournette doesn't play. So drop Bradford right now and pick up Ivory, and then keep an eye on that game.
Okay.
Yeah, I think basically I think the Vikings are going to roll Keenum until Bridgewater's ready to come back.
You think that's the role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they gave away a number one pick for a guy to hold them through a season, and that's pretty much what they did.
Bradford's so talented, though, man. He just can't stay healthy.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, dude. He's so talented, man.
He is, but, you know, circumstances, we've seen a lot of talented players through the years not get to play because of circumstances.
Steven Jackson's, you know.
We always bring him up, but, you know, he's the poster boy for it, to be sure. But there's a bunch of other dudes. How many? Herman Moore was a great wide receiver.
He was a great wide receiver. He was.
On bad Lions teams.
Yes.
You know, we could always talk about Barry, too. How many playoff games did he get to play?
Yeah, but it didn't hurt him any. I mean, it's not like his stats were.
He's still in the hall, yeah. I
mean, yeah.
But imagine him behind the Cowboys offensive line.
Oh, forget it.
He'd have 30,000
yards. I don't know that Emmitt Smith was that good.
He was pretty good.
I mean, yeah, but when you have the best offensive line in football forever.
And you can run through holes the size of a truck.
Best quarterback and the best wide receiver.
And a really good defense.
Solid defense, good tight ends. You know, he definitely benefited from that situation. Put him on Detroit and see how many yards he got. That's why Barry was so special, pal.
Right, because he would run 50 yards to gain 3.
Yeah.
Or he'd run 30 yards to lose 5.
Yeah, man.
Anyway.
He also led the league in yards, carries for loss.
Yeah.
Many times.
Had a call, but the dude dropped off.
Person dropped off. No.
Anyway, so if you're calling from PA, from the 814, give us a ring back. We were just about to go to you, and then you gave up on us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go back to, you want to go to the letter there?
Yeah, let's do this letter here.
Paul,
who sent us the Weirbeard
jelly,
Irish red jelly, thank you very much, says, hi guys, while I would enjoy having an in-supply of jelly sent from my own brewery, I can't take credit for it. This brewery is Walnut River Brewing Company, based in El Dorado, Kansas, about 20 minutes from my home in Augusta. The nearest large city you may have heard of is Wichita.
Heard of Wichita.
I have heard of that one.
I've heard of the linemen there.
They have made a custom brew for an eating establishment in my town. It's not bad. He says, thanks for answering my forum question a couple weeks ago. Here's some more info on the salary cap league. He included his week one roster as well as his current roster. We have a total of 37 players on the roster and start 22. Interesting.
Yeah.
Three quarterbacks, 6 running backs, 6 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, 3 kickers, and 2 Ds. It's a $60 million salary cap. You play against everyone for high score. The draft is critical since this will be your team for the season. We can replace a player with the same position if they get put on IR, RB for RB, for example. The thing that makes it really difficult is that you can only make one player change of your choice throughout the season. I made mine last week when I dropped Kaiser and picked up just Deshaun Watson. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
That's an upgrade, I think. I was looking at dropping Peterson for Watson, but glad I didn't. Of course, he was on my bench week 6. The league is pretty fun. I almost won it a couple years ago, but started shady over Peterson or vice versa. I don't remember the final week, and he played like crap. He says, by the way, what the F is up with Ajayi? He's been pretty worthless till this last week. Hopefully he starts... his midseason form.
Well, what happened with Ajayi was they actually gave him a decent number of carries.
They let him touch the football.
Yeah, if you give Ajayi the ball, he'll get you the yards.
I'll tell you exactly what's up with Ajayi.
Okay? Jay frickin' Cutler.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, they lost their quarterback, man. That kills you.
Yeah, and, you know, if Jay Cutler was that special of a guy, he sat out there available for all 32 teams and nobody wanted him until Tannehill got hurt. And then all of a sudden, well, Cutler makes sense because he knew the offense, blah, blah, blah. But Jay Cutler has been a bad quarterback for years.
I really, you know what? There's a lot of speculation on why Kaepernick is not in the league and stuff like that. But seeing Cutler play, why wouldn't they play Kaepernick?
Yeah, he would be at least as good.
Yeah.
Certainly just, more mobile.
Just give it a shot. I really don't understand that. Like, I was convinced until really recently that Kaepernick just wasn't in the league because he's not a good quarterback. Because he's not.
He isn't.
But Jay Cutler isn't either.
But as soon as Brandon Whedon got picked up instead of Kaepernick.
Yeah. Then you're like,
Yeah, okay. I'll buy the bias at this point. I'll buy the blackball.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly not one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world, but he's in the
certainly one of the 96 best quarterbacks.
He's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to believe that. Now, some teams will roster players that are younger and, you know, have much more potential, even though they're worse. I get that. Like your third stringer, all that
kind
of stuff.
Right, because Kaepernick's not practice squad eligible.
Right. So that makes sense. But when you look at a dude that's playing as poorly as Cutler is, and Buzz just posted, Juicebox just said Bradford is as mobile as Cutler is right now.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, the thing is, the problem with Kaepernick now is, though, is since he's sued the league.
I know. Yeah, now nobody's
going to touch him.
Yeah, makes sense. Anyway, Paul says, enjoy the season, guys. Your shows are fun and even informative.
Wow, go figure.
Thanks for the break from reality. When will the random shows start up again? Probably not until February. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after the Super Bowl. We just don't have time, man.
Yeah, I'd after love the to Super Bowl. And then we take a couple week break.
Usually we do.
Because, you know, we love doing this, but
I get tired of looking at Kevin.
This ain't easy.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have to look at him, you know, for one show a week if you happen to do the live stream.
Dude,
right?
You love me, you know it.
No, I hate you.
You love me a lot.
Anyway, he posted his whole roster here. We'll look at it after the show. Pretty interesting league, man.
Yeah, it sounds fun. You have to research the absolute hell out of depth
in
the NFL, which is kind of cool. Kind of dig it.
I like it.
The 814 called back, so let's run to PA
All right. And
see what's going on. What's going on, Pennsylvania?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. You're representing the entire state now. Don't screw it up.
Yeah. Tens of people are hanging on your every word.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I had another running back question for a different league I was in.
All right.
I was checking out the waiver wire, and somehow Jerick McKinnon, Kamara, and Peterson were all on the waiver wire, so I picked all three of them up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Which two should I start?
You're probably going to start McKinnon.
You said it was PPR, right?
Yes, PPR.
Full point.
Yeah, full point PPR.
Yeah, it's McKinnon.
It's McKinnon for right now. If Peterson has another big week, though.
Well, what other running backs do you have that you're playing? Who's on the starting go?
Well, I dropped, to pick up these three, I dropped Crowell and I dropped Gillisley. And then on my bench, I believe I have Deion Lewis is my only other running back.
Okay.
Okay, who's playing, though? Who do you have in the starting lineup right now?
Right now I have McKinnon and Kamara as my one and two.
I might swap Kamara for Peterson.
Yeah, let me see here. So they're playing L.A. Let's see where Los Angeles is against fantasy running backs. So I think they're pretty stout. No, actually, they're as unstout as stout can be. So the Rams are 32nd in the league against running backs, giving up 32 points per game.
Yeah, I'd play Peterson over Kamara.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
All right. Appreciate it.
No problem. What a find, dude.
It was.
That's like.
I get to drop lousy running backs and get three decent ones.
That's like
in
the
PPR.
Lottery.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
So sorry we answered a question you didn't even ask us, but, you know, we're concerned, man.
Yeah, man. We're concerned about your fantasy well-being.
We are.
I know. God was smiling on me on that league.
He was.
Let me pick up those three guys.
Definitely Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Holy Trinity was on your side.
Right.
To allow you to get this Holy Trinity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Holy
Kevin,
Trinity. I
tying
like
it
that.
All together.
Yeah,
like
just that. Bringing it all. Like, it's a little package with a bow.
Yeah.
All right. So be careful because we all just blasphemed.
Right.
You know, so.
And you just burned every bit of karma that you have in the world.
You did.
By getting this. Don't play don't bother playing the lottery ever again. You're just no chance you're going to win.
Yeah, the raffle at the local flea market, you're not going to get that.
Don't bother it.
Save your money. All right, bro.
All right, man.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Right,
let us know how it worked out. Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's good talk. Can you imagine the just the stiffy that you would get if you see Kamara?
That's why I want to play in an anonymous league someday.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like as nobody.
Dude, here's the thing. I play in a Yahoo league.
In an anonymous league?
Yeah.
You getting trounced?
No. I'm like, I started late, like second, third week. Oh, I've okay. I've lost one game, the rest I've won.
Nice.
You know, so... Yeah, it's kind of fun to do that. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's just random people.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do otherwise, you know, because...
Yeah, most of our leagues have listeners in them now.
Most of them
do. Well, in fact, all of them do.
They all do.
Yeah.
Some of them are all listeners.
Yeah, they are. That makes it tough when we come out and say everything that we're thinking pre-draft and then before every single game. It makes it a little bit challenging.
And then the best part is when somebody shows up at the draft with your list.
I know. That happened for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To both of us.
Yeah. In fact, doesn't happen so much anymore.
No, not really.
The guys that we have in our...
My own son doesn't look at my list.
Yeah, our main money leagues don't really... They have their own stuff. They know what they're doing.
You know, I'm doing really well this year in fantasy football.
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing poorly in the money leagues, but I'm doing well in the free leagues.
Well, I mean, you know, can't get them all.
Good is good, right? NYG Boy 72 says, all one PPR, Pryor or Sterling Shepard?
Well, Shepard's questionable.
Yeah. So, assuming they're both playing.
I'd probably still start Pryor.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
I can't touch that freaking Giants.
Evan Ingram or Jimmy Graham?
Oh, that one actually is kind of tough, man.
It is kind of tough.
It's probably still Graham.
It probably is, and the question is, should I try and trade one?
Yeah.
You know, look and see where Jimmy Graham's bye week is. I think they just had it, so he should be good for the rest of the season. Yes, I would try to package Ingram with somebody else and cut him loose. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's a tight end, after all. John Brown or McKinnon?
McKinnon.
It's McKinnon. If yes, all 1 point PPR. Yes. And one more for you guys. Have Rivers as my only cube in this one league. Do I roll with him this week or stream Tyrod, McCown, Kaiser, or Bortles? Rivers against Rivers is playing against Denver. Let's see how Denver does against fantasy quarterbacks.
They're not bad.
They're
14th.
Yeah, they allow 14.5 points.
I think I'd stick with Rivers.
I would stick with Rivers. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a case can be made for McCown. A case could actually be made for Bortles this week. I have him in a league. I had to pick him up, but I'm not happy about it. And if I could have Rivers instead, I would take that 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So there's your answer there.
All right.
Emails.
Damien says, hey guys, need to start two receivers out of these three half-point peeper, Terrell Pryor, Jameson Crowder, or John Brown.
Who is this?
Damien.
I don't see that one.
Well, there it is.
I'll refresh.
Oh, wait, that's 7 days ago. That's last week.
So you should be looking at Gary.
Yeah, where is Gary?
Or Vladimir.
My bad. Vladimir. That's the one I need. Yes. My bad, dude. Sorry, Damien. Guys, Vladimir says, great job as always. I'm wondering if you can opine on a potential trade. My wide receivers are Garcon, Keenan Allen, Hopkins, and Marvin Jones. My quarterback is Winston. I want to send Jamison Allen to someone for DSL Prescott. I figure even if Zeke is suspended, Prescott will produce based on volume. Should I do this trade?
No.
No.
Well, you know. Which Allen? I guess it's Keenan Allen. No, yeah, I'm not going to say Keenan Allen and Jameis Winston to pick up Dak Prescott.
No way. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, Prescott's not a good quarterback this year for fantasy. You know, he's okay as a real quarterback, but for producing fantasy numbers, Jameis Winston is much better at that. You know, over 300 yards a game for the past, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? So, yeah, plus, you know, Keenan Allen dropped in there. I wouldn't make that trade at all, ever.
Okay.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I was reading something in the forum. People are a-holes, dude. Also, I'm curious.
In the forum?
No. Sorry, the chat room. He says, also, I'm curious. You guys are legends and pioneers in the business.
Oh, did we already read
this? We read this.
We read this one already.
Well, why is that unread?
I don't know. So what was the problem in the chat room?
This dude, Ryan, says, also, your league is a joke. Probably filled with bots.
Which? Oh, the league I'm playing in?
I don't know.
Yeah, might be. Yeah, but I want to play. I just wanted to play fantasy football without any of the pressure of being a fantasy football guy. I wanted to do a draft and play with people. And if it's bots, it's fine, dude. I don't care.
Why would bots play in a free league?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, hey, let's try another email. Gary. Hey, fellas, been listening for a long time now, and I appreciate the good work that you do. After listening to your Wednesday show.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And hearing you say a few times that if Stefon Diggs plays, you have to play him, I wanted to hear your reason on that.
He's good. He catches football.
He's not going to play, but
he throws up points.
The reason I asked is the pattern seems to be forming. Last year, he started strong. Strained his groin. It was never the same the rest of the year. The year before that, his rookie year, he exploded on the scene and got hurt and went pretty much silent the rest of the year. He almost always seemed to suit up, but it's never nearly the same player once he gets dinged up. Are you not concerned about that at this point? Well, yeah, obviously you are. But until he starts to suck, you have to play him.
Right. Previous years have nothing to do
different with injury, different situation.
Future results, yeah.
Totally. You know, this year he's playing well, and until he stops playing well, you have to play him. Like, you can't just go, oh, he hurt his groin and he's back this week. Definitely don't play him now because the same thing that happened last year is going to happen again. That's total speculation.
Right.
So, that's a giant guess.
No, if it's the same groin, if it's the same groin he keeps hurting and it's the same thing, okay, then maybe after a while you have a point.
Maybe.
But, you know, really, what he did last year has nothing to do with what he did this year.
Yeah, and he's playing well with Case Keenum as his quarterback.
Yeah. So, yeah, I understand.
I almost don't want Bridgewater to come back. Teddy Ballgame's okay, but he's been out of the league a long time.
And I don't think they're going to bring him back until he's absolutely ready, because they have Keenum.
And they're in the hunt, dude.
They are.
Green Bay beat up? Who knows?
Yeah. They
could be in the NFC Championship game, dude.
It's all coming together.
He says, cheers to you and your legendary mediocrity. Thank you very much, Gary.
Yeah, got that. John Snow says, hello, gentlemen, looking for some help taking down this know-it-all in my league. I'm not doing well in this league, but it would make my season to beat him. Well, let's dive in. It's a PPR, and out of this pile of mediocrity, I need two, and a flex. So the wide receiver, Blunt against Washington, Ingram against Green Bay,
there's
Murray
one.
Against Cleveland.
There's two.
Montgomery against New Orleans. So
might
I agree.
Be a flex.
It's
Ingram and Murray.
Murray, maybe I saw that he might be a game time decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't play, don't play him.
Right. So I would list them like this: Ingram, Murray, Blunt, Montgomery.
Oh no, Montgomery might be ahead of Blunt at this point, but that's mute. Let's go on to the wide receivers.
It is mute.
We knew a lady that used to say that.
Yeah, she would say it's a mute.
She also would say pseudo instead of
pseudo. Pseudo, yeah. If you're out there, C, we don't love you.
No,
okay, so
awful.
these wide receivers. AJ Green against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think I might play him.
Benjamin against Chicago.
Questionable.
Hogan against Atlanta. He's also dinged up, but if he plays, he's got to play him. And Cobb against New Orleans.
So that would be Green and Hogan probably, right? Do you disagree?
Assuming health, yes.
Yes. Assuming health. So where do we go with our flex? Do we go Blunt, Montgomery, or Benjamin, essentially? We're not going to play Kevin.
Well, Benjamin's dinged.
I know, but I'm just talking about total health.
All right, so Green and Hogan, and I would flex Benjamin.
You wouldn't flex Montgomery or LeGarrette Blunt?
Yeah.
It is a PPR.
Well, Benjamin.
Let me do a little research here.
Do a little research. I don't like Montgomery so much because of the new quarterback and the fact that, Aaron Jones is in there. And dude, at some point, Williams is going to come back ready to roll. So maybe this week. I don't know.
All right. So here's what I'm going to say. Benjamin's been playing really well lately. Assuming he's a go, I would play him. If not, it's probably LeGarrette Blunt for all the reasons that Kevin just brought up. Love the matchup against New Orleans, but we just don't know about that offense right now.
Yeah. You know, they're home, which is nice, but, Montgomery wasn't lighting it up before he got hurt, so we'll see. We know that Blunt is going to get, a decent amount of carries.
Maybe. Maybe.
So.
It's 14-14 and 16.
So we decided to go Green and Hogan and flex Benjamin, unless if he's out, you play Blunt?
Yes.
And if Murray's out, you play Blunt?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
It didn't sound very...
Well, anyway, is what it is. Call?
Yeah, we do have a call. Let's go up there. Let's see. Let's go to the 720. And not real sure where this is, but we're going to talk to him. What's going on, 720? Hello?
Hey, it's Drew. It's Drew in Denver.
Drew in Denver.
What's up, buddy?
Mile high, Drew.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Not much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. So I got a tire fire, man. I got the asterisk with the IR after my team name now. So
that means you're if the playoffs started today, you'd be in.
Yeah. No, I would not.
Oh. That's what usually the asterisk next to your name means. Anyway. All right, so what's up?
No, it's an asterisk with the IR.
Oh,
the little word, letters IR.
I see.
Yeah. So I lucked out. I started Cooper.
Nice.
So I got to start one more receiver, two RBs, and two flexes out of this stack.
All right,
Hold on.
Let's start with one position at a time.
Let's start with the running backs.
Okay, so I got Mel Gordon and Doug Martin in my RBs.
Obviously.
All right.
Okay.
My WR2, I got Juju.
And?
Other choices are really a tire. Sorry?
You have Juju on your starting roster right now?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the rest of your receivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's just a damn tire fire.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 12-team keeper peeper, so I keep, since it's a keeper and I own Odell for a 16th round, I got to keep him.
Yeah.
But I also have Dalvin Cook sucking up my IR spot, so I can't get, I'm so anyway, so I got Doxson, I got Zay Jones, and I got Ricardo Lewis on the bench. The wire is not much better.
Good wow.
Yeah, so what's Juju?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, you can make a case for the other guys, but it wouldn't be, you know, it would be the same as Juju's, really. So, you know, throw a dart, right?
Yeah.
So who are your other running backs? Hopefully you have other choices for your flex other than Doxson, Zay Jones, and Roger Lewis.
So I lucked out and I snagged Evan Ingram, and I have Jimmy Graham in my tight end, so I'm going to flex Evan Ingram because I can flex the tight end, and then Tariq Cohen.
What's your record, dude?
1-5.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're a little snake bit here on the injuries, but
I was literally thinking of just starting this fire sale for and trading off for some draft picks. But
that's probably not a bad go, dude.
You know, I wouldn't give up on the season. I would continue to, you know, of course,
you fight.
Put your best roster out there. But
trading for some draft picks is not a bad go.
Yeah. So I think Ingram in the flex is fine, and
over
Cohen.
Yeah,
that's probably fine.
Yeah, I think you got it right, unfortunately, man.
Yeah. The bad news is you got it right. The other bad news is you got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys sound really enthused there.
Well, buddy, listen, man.
We sound about as enthused as you do, bro.
I'm doing the best. I'm doing the best I can with that stack, brother.
And so are you.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's just and you know what? I was 1-5, and then I ran the table. So
there you go. You never know, man.
Maybe Juju's the turn point for you.
Yeah.
Maybe he throws up a buck 20 and two touchdowns this week and wins it for you.
I'm pulling for you, man.
I am too. When I see when I see highlights of Pittsburgh, I'll be looking for Juju and thinking about you.
Definitely.
Drew in the mile high.
I'm sure you will. All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Right,
thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun.
Ryan, my bad, brother. So he's writing back in the chat room. He was talking about the guy who got the three people on the wire.
Oh, I got
He was talking about that dude's league.
Yeah, but don't assume somebody's playing against bots.
Also, don't call somebody's league a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all in this together.
That's hurtful, you know? Just think about some love.
Buzz says, go Niners this weekend. If it's our only win this year, I'll take it. Hashtag, hey, Angie.
Nice. Gotta love that. Okay, let's go to, we're going back to Cali, Lyle.
Ooh, just like...
I don't think so.
Biggie Smalls and LL Cool J did all those years ago.
So what's going on, California? Oh, there we go. Hello.
Morning. Morning, fellas. Beerman Rob here.
What's up, Beerman Rob?
The Beer Man.
How's it going?
The Robbenheimer.
With the Bevies.
Finally waking up. Sorry I'm so late.
You're not late, dude. We've been here for over an hour and a half now.
Well, you know what, slackers out in Cali. We wake up late.
I know.
All stoned and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice world to live in out
there. It's all chilly out here, and we're all snuggled because we're such wussies.
What, did it drop down to 75?
I think it dipped into the 60s. Oh. And we all started crying.
Oh, God, start a fire.
Yeah, I think it was 45 when I got up this morning.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Hey, took your guys' advice a couple weeks ago about starting Amari Cooper, and that paid off.
Hey, I wish I'd have taken my own advice.
Finally, it does pay off. Well, we're glad we could give you
a 44 burger.
Oh,
nice.
For sake.
Yeah.
Well, he got me a 36
but in that
burger.
League,
but, yeah.
Yeah. In that league, I still got myself a mishmash, a hog pile on running backs, and kind of curious what you guys thought. Bilal Powell, is he going to be actually worth starting with the other guys there too?
That depends on who you can play instead of him.
Okay, this is who else I got. I'm going to start Dougie.
Like it.
And then along with him, I've got the Duke, I've got P. Ryan, and I've got Ivory.
Well, if Fournette doesn't play, Ivory is 100% a...
flex.
Well, he's in the conversation here. I'm still leaning Duke Johnson in this.
Yeah, if it's a PPR, I'm going Duke.
It is PPR.
I would play Duke Johnson.
Over Ivory.
And Powell.
I don't know. Even if Fournette doesn't start?
Yes.
Or play?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
know,
gotcha.
Powell's pretty good in the PPR too,
then,
dude.
He's good in the PPR, but not with Forte and Elijah there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then it's a three-headed monster.
Yeah.
You know?
Duke Johnson is... I'm going to lay off.
Duke Johnson is literally the only person on that team. you know?
Can't argue with that.
Last year, he was great too.
Yeah, he's a fantastic receiver. And, I mean, every game except for the last one against Houston, and they went into Houston. I mean, what are you going to do? He's been phenomenal. You know?
Yep.
It's all two.
He had scored in the three previous weeks. So, I would roll him against Tennessee, at home against Tennessee.
All right. Sounds good. I actually had a miracle on Sunday, and I had a league with Aaron Rodgers and came back because my number one pick, Aaron Brown, scored a 47 burger for me.
Oh, my God.
And I survived and won.
Beautiful.
Nice.
So I'm pretty thrilled. Yeah, it brought me to 3-3. I'm like, I mean, that has got to be the miracle of the year so far for me. But I've got another giant, pile of running backs. Just wondering what you thought.
All right,
let's go.
So I've got Fournette, questionable, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to start Joe Mixon next to him because I really feel he's going to bust.
I hope so.
But I also have Doug Martin, Duke Johnson, and Cohen.
Okay, is this also a PPR?
PPR, and I've got the Duke in my flex.
So Doug Martin's the play.
So far.
Doug Martin's the play over Mixon, and now we have to choose between Mixon and Duke Johnson, assuming Fournette plays. If Fournette does not play,
right. It's
Fournette, Doug Martin.
Well, if he doesn't play.
Huh?
If Fournette doesn't
play. Sorry, if he doesn't play, it's Doug Martin, Mixon, and Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, so if Fournette does play, we have to make a decision between Mixon and Duke Johnson, and it's real close.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really close, man. How is...
Mixon in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh is 27th against fantasy running backs, giving up almost 27 a game.
How many of those...
That's in standard ESPN league, so that's not even counting... PPR numbers.
Yeah, so how many of those points are going to go to Gio Bernard?
Well, Mixon had been getting, so in the previous 3 weeks against Green Bay, Cleveland, and Buffalo, he had 18, 17, and 15 carries. He also had 7 receptions in those games for another 50
Sprout
or so.
Out over 3 or each game?
spread out over three. In the game against Buffalo, he had zero catches.
Okay.
62, 29, and 51 yards, respectively, with one TD in those three games. So, eh. But they're similar to Duke's numbers, too. I mean, Duke had scored in three previous, but he had the rough game against Houston. I'm leaning Duke Johnson here, man.
Yeah, it's a tight lean, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think Mixon's... Yeah, I agree with you. I think Mixon's going to emerge from that that stack of running backs there. But I would have hoped it would have happened before now, and it hasn't.
Yeah. So if Fournette doesn't play, it's easy. It's an easy decision for you. But if he does play, I think I would... It's definitely Doug Martin. And then... Yeah, I think I would lean Duke Johnson.
Okay.
Is it definitely
sounds good, fellas?
Yeah, I would play Martin over Mixon and Johnson.
Okay. Martin. I got it all ready to go. And then, hey, funny enough, because of different quarterback controversies and problems on all my leagues, I've actually got Tyrod Taylor starting all three of my leagues this week. What do you guys think?
I think that you should be looking at the waiver wire each and every week.
I did. Come on.
And Tyrod's what you came up with?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't own Brett Hundley in all three of those leagues, you are not doing your job, sir.
Okay, I'm going to relook at that.
Cuz dude, honestly, if you're starting Tyrod week to week, Hundley should be on your roster just in case.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And you know what, McCown should be on your roster.
Maybe McCown too. Yeah. Would you play McCown or Tyrod Taylor this week, Kevin?
Let's see. Tyrod's going up against Buffalo.
Tyrod McCown's plays for Miami. Buffalo.
He's going up against Tampa. Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably still play Tyrod, but
it's close, man.
Yeah,
yeah, it's close.
I just like that he's got. He can run. He can throw. I mean, I know his wide receivers and tight ends aren't that great, but
he can run.
Tampa Bay.
He can throw, but he doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, he can do all those things. He just doesn't do them well enough to get me fantasy points.
The guy has four out of his five games this year. He's under 200. No, sorry. Three out of his five games this year, he's under 200 yards. He has not cracked 224. Yes, it's gross.
All right. Killing me, guys.
Sorry, man.
I wish he could throw to himself.
Yeah, I know. That would be amazing. But he's you know,
okay.
Against Tampa this week, I think I would roll him over McCown, but you should own Brett Hundley in every single one of those leagues.
I'm guessing it's too late.
It probably will be too late, but just in case, man.
Take a peek.
He might be okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, I'll go sniff around.
All right, man.
All right, Rob.
Good luck.
Thanks, Rob. Yep. Thanks for calling,
the
buddy.
Legendary beer man, Rob. With the bevies.
With the hookup.
Yeah.
Let's go to, where the hell are we going?
I'm going home.
Let's go to Kansas. Go to Kansas and talk to someone in the 316. Yeah, there we go. Hey, Kansas, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
No, I'm not. This is Paul. How are we doing?
Doing well.
Can't speak for you, but we're
you
doing great.
Jelly and jam?
Oh, well.
What?
Good.
Jelly and jam.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. What's up, man? I actually read your letter on the air. Thank you very much, dude.
Oh, dude, I just got home from work, so
yeah.
You bet.
Very excited about it.
Hopefully that explained my league a little bit more.
It did. It did. It's a very interesting setup, man.
It, so.
Yeah.
Really like it.
Yeah, it's a fun league. But so anyway, I have a question for you.
All right.
I've got two of the Packers receivers, Jordy Nelson and Devonta Adams. My other ones I have are Sean Jackson and Tyler Lockett. How much do you think quarterback being out is going to affect that?
Well, it's definitely not good, right? So let's just establish that those guys are probably not going to be as good as they were when they had, you know, Hall of Famer thrown at them.
Hall of Famer / MVP
right.
of the league.
Here's the problem that you have, though. Not enough to sit them for DeSean Jackson or Tyler Lockett. Jackson's getting closer, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
No, maybe after this week we'll have a different answer, but today, you know, it's not like this kid just came off the street. He's been in that system for 3 years.
Right.
He was a star at UCLA. He's been, you know, great all of his life. So, you know, he's obviously not as mobile. He doesn't have the savvy, blah, 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 but he's still going to be throwing the football, and the offense isn't going to change dramatically. He's been in that offense for 3 years.
Right. And Nelson and Adams are pretty damn good wide receivers. So they're going to do what they can to help the kid. So at this point, it does suck. It downgrades those two players, certainly. But I don't think enough to start Jackson or Lockett over them.
Right. Even a downgraded status, they're still above the other two guys.
Honestly, Lockett's droppable, dude.
Yeah.
He is. So.
Okay. One other question. What do you guys think about Eddie Lacy this year? He hadn't been doing a whole lot, and he's kind of sitting on the bench.
Don't really think a whole lot about any Seattle Seahawk running back, to be honest with you, because from game to game and week to week, and hell, from quarter to quarter, it's one guy, then it's another. So there's no consistency.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, that Pete Carroll would love to have one guy he could lean on, but it's not Eddie Lacy.
He's seeing limited snaps. He's splitting work. They got a bad offensive line. And he plays the Giants this week. We're actually pretty good at stopping the run.
Yeah, as if you needed more incentive to not play Eddie Lacy. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's okay. I got Joe Mixon and DeMarco Murray starting this week. So
that's.
I have one other question.
Sure.
More of a league question, but I wonder if I did a dick move or not. Last week in another league, I didn't look at my roster or my lineup until after the 4 o'clock games, or late games, and realized I'd started Seattle tight end was sitting on the bench, Jimmy Graham. So I looked at the score, and I'm only down by like 3 points. But what the hell, look on the waiver wire and found Jack Doyle from Indy to play Monday night. Put him in, and I end up winning. So I'm catching some flack for that. Did I do a dick move, or did I just...
You're catching some flack for what? For swapping out your tight end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a legal roster move?
I didn't have let me do it, so...
Then there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, so after the game already started, you were able to swap out your tight end?
No. I did it Monday morning before the Monday night game.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I see. The tight end you had in was on a bye, so... Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So
you swapped him out before the game started, though.
Not even close to a dick move, dude.
No, that's a valid roster move, man.
All right.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can give you any flack for that.
Probably because somebody got butt hurt that they took an L.
Yeah, but would they also be mad if you started a tight end on bye? Like, that's clearly you're not looking at your team.
Yeah.
So you made the right move.
They got to win, they wouldn't.
You tell them Lyle and Kevin said they can go tongue our bags.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a legal roster move, man. You should definitely be able to do that.
You can do that 2 minutes before kickoff Monday night.
You should be able to do that. Yep. I mean, as long as you're not messing with any players that have already started playing,
right?
Then it's totally fine.
Which the platform will not let you do, more than likely.
Okay. It was a Yahoo league, so I don't know if it would or not. But I just I was kind of curious because it kind of took me by surprise. They were bitching about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good. Good week. Hopefully, you know, good luck to you, Eagles, since we beat you guys. And been pulling my hair out about the Chiefs the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I think my grandson would have learned some new words the other day if he'd been awake when I was watching the Chiefs game.
he heard them. He'll throw them back at you soon.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. But
all right,
he knows
Paul.
That we hate flies, weeds in the yard, and the damn Denver Broncos. And we explained the hate of the Raiders and stuff, too. But,
all right.
So for tenure, he's pretty observant. All right. Well, I will let you guys go. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks
all
for right, the bro. Jelly, brother.
Yeah, appreciate the jelly, man.
Thanks for calling. Talk soon. Yeah, that's tough when your team is number one in the league and all of a sudden you take two losses.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's brutal. I think for the first time ever, dude, we have a call from Maine.
We never had a call from
Maine? I don't think so. Let's go to the 207. What's up, Maine?
Hey, not much. I just got a quick question, I guess. It should be an easy one.
All right.
I traded for Chris Thompson a little while ago from my backup to Zeke in case anything happened to him, basically.
A good idea.
And I'm now thinking I should flex him over Aguilar in my PPR league.
I would try to find a way to get Chris Thompson in my starting lineup every week.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you play him over Aguilar, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would, too.
That Jack Aguilar?
Yeah, I would put him in over Aguilar, definitely. I mean, Aguilar is, you know, a pretty decent flex go, but Chris Thompson's just playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
Right, that's why that was my trade. I got him for basically nothing, so.
That's perfect.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Bro. Appreciate you calling. And how's the weather up there in Maine at this time of year? I assume it's chilly, but is it leaves turning and all that?
Yeah, it's the foliage is pretty much in full effect right now, and it's probably it's in the 60s right now. It was perfect bad guy weather for me.
Yeah,
kind of like it is here.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, man. We'll just remember the number and give us a ring back. Let us know how it worked out.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, man. Do appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool.
Dude, and I do believe we didn't get to all the questions, but we got to all the ones we're going to get to, I think. Just because we're past the hour and a half, or almost at like...
We're coming up on 2 hours,
hour
bro.
And 45
hour
45.
Minutes. Hour and 40 to be exact. We started 3 minutes late.
We did. So if you didn't get your question answered here, you didn't get to the email questions last Sunday, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
We did them all on the show. We did. We might have gotten some afterwards.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, but we got through all of them on the show.
So anyway, I'll hit the rest of you guys on the forum.
Yeah, I got a couple here.
Yeah, we'll get your answers to you. Otherwise, enjoy your Saturday. I do believe there's some good college tilts on today. Penn State, Michigan is going to be up.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Penn State ranked number 2, I think, and Michigan's ranked 19th or something
like
that.
They're in the top 25.
Well, they always play well. Also, there's a good Maryland game today. Kid that went to my kid's high school plays for Maryland. Kid named Darnell Savage playing safety. A couple interceptions on the year. Anyway, so check those games out. Check out the games tomorrow, of course. Good luck, unless you're playing me. Feel free to beat Lyle if you want to. All right, enjoy your Sunday. We'll be back on Tuesday. I will anyway for the Waiver Wire show. You should do one of those. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah, no, not really. Well, you just have to take notes through the course of the games about right. who
I do
went
that
off.
Anyway, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, so the Waiver Wire show on Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday, depending on how tired I am Monday night. And then the Wednesday Week 8 preview will be, of course, Wednesday evening, available at around 10 p.m. And then we'll be back here next Saturday for this here show. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. See ya.
Love you, mean it. BuzzBBQ.com. BuzzBBQ.